Be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome, welcome in the name of our risen, ascended Lord Jesus Christ. Today we come into God's house. We have red on the altar. It has nothing to do with football. We celebrate the joy of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the miracle we call Pentecost. We pray that God would richly bless us today as we hear His word and receive His gifts. A couple of words about our worship service for this morning. Our opening hymn is number 497, Come Holy Ghost, God and Lord. 497, Come Holy Ghost, God and Lord. Following that hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 1. That's on page 151 and following. Have two options for the hymn of praise. We'll sing This is the Feast. Other than that, we'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. I know that many of you picked up a hymnal when you came in, and we're back to the one-page bulletin with regard to that, so should be nothing new. For those that are still a little bit uncomfortable with that, we have the entire service printed out on the on a longer bulletin, and this may be the last week for that as well. For those who are worshiping with us on the radio or on YouTube, if you'd like a copy of the bulletin, you can go to our church website, www.goodshepherdlincoln.org, goodshepherdlincoln.org. Most of you have noticed what's been going on in our world, in our country, especially beginning in Minneapolis a few days ago. It has spread even into our own community. We pray that God would bless us with His peace. We pray that the rule of law would have its way in our land. We pray that God would protect all those who are in authority, and that those who are breaking crimes would be justly taken care of for those crimes, whatever side of the aisle they're on. This is a very, very difficult time in our country and our community. Some of you are old enough to have lived through the 60s and the riots that were in the streets almost daily on the news. And we pray that we would not have a return to that. So, with that in mind, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, You are a God of love and a God of peace. We pray that You would send the full measure of Your love and peace through the outpouring of Your Holy Spirit upon us this day. Heavenly Father, there is much anger and discord and hatred in our land. Heavenly Father, there is only one thing that can bring true healing, and that is the message of the peace that comes from the Prince of Peace, our Lord and Savior Jesus. Heavenly Father, bless us with that peace today. And from us and from the message of the gospel, may this peace spread throughout our city, throughout our state, throughout our world. Heavenly Father, all these things we pray in the name of Jesus, crucified and risen, for us, for peace, and for the life of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 497.
Thank you. Vine Service Setting 1, page 151, and your hymnal, page 151. Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done, and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I forgive you all your sin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Invite you to sing along with the introit as it's found in your bulletin. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, on this day you once taught the hearts of your faithful people by sending them the light of your Holy Spirit. Grant us in our day by the same Spirit to have a right understanding in all things and evermore to rejoice in his holy consolation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the day of Pentecost is from Genesis chapter 11. Now the whole earth had one language and the same words. And as people migrated from the east, they found a plain in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, "Come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, "Come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of man had built. And the Lord said, Behold, they are one people, and they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language, so that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Therefore, its name was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of all the earth. And from there, the Lord dispersed them over the face of all the earth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second reading is from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound, the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. And they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, What does this mean? But others, mocking, said, They are filled with new wine. But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit. And they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Alleluia and verse and the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 14th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus answered him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words. And the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you, before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
May be seated for our sermon hymn, number 498, Come Holy Ghost, Creator Blessed, number 498.
Thank you.
Text for our meditation this morning, gospel reading that we heard just a few moments ago, especially these two verses, John 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." And also verse 23, Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, please be seated. Grace and peace, love and mercy from God our Father, through Jesus Christ, our risen Savior and Lord. Amen. The word love is very prominent in our gospel reading for today. We've been in this section of the Gospel of John for several weeks now, the upper room discourse, John 14, 15, and 16. Jesus teaching his disciples, preparing them for the shock, the horror of his death, and also for what things will be like after his resurrection. Teaching them, encouraging them, comforting them, preparing them. And in our text for today, we hear the word love a lot. So I ask you, what is the opposite of love? You know the word. Might be afraid to say it out loud in these perilous times. The opposite of love is hate. The word hate appears in the Holy Scriptures, in the ESV translation, 168 times. I was once chastised by a preschool mom because I read a section of Scripture that had the word hate in it. Oh, Pastor, we don't use the H word in our house. My friends, I think it's time to come to grips with the H word. God hates racism. God hates injustice. God hates murder. God hates violence. God hates the destruction of property. God hates hate. How can I be sure? God's word teaches us. God hates sin. Proverbs chapter 6, beginning at verse 16. There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are an abomination to him. Listen carefully, folks. Haughty eyes, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. Proverbs 6. My friends, today, as we think about the situations recently unfolding in our world, And as we come to grips with what God's Word, the Bible, says about the H word, it seems almost silly that we have this gospel reading where Jesus is talking about love. If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. And it goes on, whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you have is not mine. My friends, in order to come to grips with the love that Jesus is talking about, we need to come to grips with what God hates. That seems contrary to the nature of God, doesn't it? God is love. God is love. We hear that all the time. We read that in 1 John 4 especially. God hates sin. We can say that. We can say that out loud because God's Word teaches it. God loves you, the sinner. It's an amazing mystery, but it's true. And Jesus says, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word. You know, some translations use obey here. And it's a very weak translation. Of course, keeping the word of God has a facet of obedience. But it is so much more than that. To keep, to honor, to treasure, to hold as valuable. Whoever loves me, loves my word, holds my word as sacred and special. They treasure it up in their hearts. The word of God, all of the word of God, both law and gospel. God loves justice. God loves peace. God loves brotherhood. You see, all the opposite things of the hate that we have here, God loves. God teaches us how to live. He teaches us who the people of God are and what they should look like. All we have to do is take a quick glance at the Ten Commandments. How we love God, how we love our neighbors. Very simple, not easy, but very simple. Love your neighbor as yourself. The problem is when we try to take matters into our own hands. God's word is clear. Vengeance is mine, thus saith the Lord. Why? Doesn't he trust us? Well, of course he trusts us. He gives us authorities and leaders in our world. But he knows that all too often when we try to take justice into our own hands, we fail miserably. Not because of bad intentions. Most of the time our intentions are good and right and honorable. But we are poor, miserable sinners, and our good intentions are not enough. It's an old movie, an old Western. If you haven't seen it, you need to. One of the great all-time movies, Westerns, ever made. 1942. The Oxbow Incident. Ever heard of it? The Oxbow Incident. Henry Fonda. Harry Morgan. You know, Colonel Potter in MASH. Anthony Quinn. Two drifters come into town, minding their own business. And they hear what's been going on in the town. A local farmer's been killed. All of his cattle have been rustled. Now, what are they going to do? Because the sheriff is out of town. The newly hired deputy puts together a posse. It's really a lynch mob. They are absolutely sure of the three people who did it. They're going to find them. Justice is going to be served. So, the two drifters, Henry Fonda and Harry Morgan, go along just for fun. They find the three men. Oh, sure, they have the cattle. They also have a receipt that they bought the cattle. Doesn't matter. Soon, somebody comes up with the brilliant idea. Get a rope. The posse is split. No, we need to wait for the sheriff. We need to do it right. No, we know what needs to be done. My friends, when we take matters into our own hands, we always, always, always get it wrong. The rule of law is established for a reason. God has established authorities. They're not always perfect. Sinners sin. But in this structure, in this authority, in this rule of law, under the Ten Commandments, people function and God is at work. What can we do as the children of God? We love God and love our neighbor as ourselves. My friends, God's word for today talks about love. And it talks about the fruit of love. That is peace. You want to know what love is? Love is the fact that God hated sin so much that he sent his own son into the world to bear the burden of that hate. God turned his back on his own son. Jesus hanging on Calvary's cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? In the perfect justice of God, you heard that right. In the perfect justice of God, all punishment for all sin, for all people, for all time was poured out on Jesus Christ, the Son of God. In his body and on his body, the punishment that we deserve. Jesus, bleeding and dying on Calvary's cross. This is love. Not that we love God, but that God loved us and sent his Son into the world as an atoning sacrifice, as a propitiation for our sin. My friends, the Father sends the Son to be the Savior of the world. The Son, in perfect obedience, lives a perfect life, fulfilling the law. He goes to Calvary's cross, perfectly obedient, dying an all-sufficient death. 3 days later, the dead body of Jesus is alive, never to die again. 40 days after his resurrection, Jesus physically, bodily ascends into heaven, and he promises, when the time is right, I will send the helper. I will send the comforter. He will remind you everything that I have taught you. He will teach you all things. Today, on Pentecost, we celebrate the fulfillment of that promise. The rushing wind, the tongues of fire, the disciples speaking in languages they had never studied. All of those things are true and all of them are wonderful. But what holds it all together? The one unifying message that they preached. They preached Jesus. They preached Jesus for the forgiveness of sins. They preached Jesus for peace. The languages that were confused in Babel are now all brought together in the one language that brings life and life everlasting. Jesus, crucified and risen for you, for me, for the life of the world. My friends, the world doesn't understand that message. The world couldn't give a rip about that message. The world wants peace in all sorts of ways. Politics, money, power, violence. My friends, this is not the way of the people of God. There is only one message that can transform our hate-filled world, and that is the message of peace that comes from the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ. And as we live it, as we believe it, as we share it, there will be many people who will not take us seriously. We will be mocked and ridiculed and despised, and it doesn't matter. Because Jesus told us these things before they happened. We are at peace because our sins are forgiven. Our names are written in the book of life. We are at peace with ourselves. No guilt, no shame, no burden. Jesus Christ has wiped it away completely. And now, because we are forgiven and at peace, God calls us to live at peace with our brothers and sisters. God calls us to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. He calls us to be the leaven, the yeast in the lump of the world. Our witness, our confession, our life, simply being here in God's house, sends a message to the world, sends a message that something essential is going on here. Not everybody will recognize that, but you do, by grace, through faith. My friends, 90 days ago, who could have ever dreamed what would happen with regard to a pandemic, coronavirus, comorbidity, community spread, flattening the curve? Those things weren't even in our vocabulary. 10 days ago, who would have ever dreamed that we would have race riots in Minneapolis or Lincoln? My friends, I do not know where all of this is going, but I do know one thing. There is one message that God wants you to cling to today and always. for all of the times that you have sought peace in the wrong place, for all of the times when you have hated instead of loved, for all of the times when you have sat back and said, go get them, to whichever side of the hate was winning, for all of the times when you were just simply apathetic and didn't care, for all this sin and more, Jesus Christ has loved you with an everlasting love. His life, death, and resurrection brings you peace, the forgiveness of sins, and life everlasting. My friends, the Holy Spirit will continue to comfort you with the peace that the world can't give, but only the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit can give. And the Holy Spirit will teach and bring to mind all of God's Word, because God's Word is life, and life everlasting. My friends, the love of God is real. The death and resurrection of Jesus prove it. Today we celebrate the miraculous outpouring of the Holy Spirit, but let's be honest. Every time the Word of God is proclaimed in its truth and purity, every time the good news of Jesus is sung or preached or consumed, Pentecost is taking place. We are Pentecost people because the Spirit continually points us to the completed work of Jesus. And in so doing, love and peace are yours. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts, our minds, our love, in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen. Having heard the word of God, we are bold to confess our faith. This morning we use the words of the Nicene Creed, page 158. Please stand as you're able.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, life of life, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things who for our sin and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins. And I look
in addition to the prayer requests listed in our bulletin, we have several additional prayers. First off, we pray for Julie, a friend of the Heckman family dealing with long-time lung disease. We also pray for Andy, who is a friend of the Inger family who has been diagnosed with a brain tumor. And we pray for our community and for all those dealing with the difficulties that have been taking place the last few nights, in addition to all the other national tragedies going on. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs, responding, Lord, have mercy. For all baptized believers, that they would be given ears to hear and an eagerness to learn all that the Holy Spirit teaches them about their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the salvation they have through him. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For spiritual renewal in our congregation, district, synod, and the entire church on earth, that by God's grace and the power of the Holy Spirit, we would long to keep Christ's word in its truth and purity, that we might long to dwell in peace and sing the praises of God's love to our neighbors. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all those who serve in Christ's church, that all pastors may faithfully preach law and gospel and Jesus, and all missionaries be fruitful in their labors, and all church workers be faithful in their service, that the Holy Spirit may cause hearts to be forgiven of sins through Jesus Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For peace among the nations, for those who rule over us, for those who protect and defend us, for liberty, that the people of our world would be blessed to live in health, peace, and quietness, unhindered by threats of violence, oppression, or fear. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Heavenly Father, we humbly confess to you that we deserve your fatherly chastisement for our sins, yet we earnestly implore you, for your name's sake, to spare us in this time of difficulty, disaster, and stress. Restrain all harmful powers and help your suffering people, that your word may be declared faithfully and without hindrance, and that we, amending our sinful lives, may walk in safety and peace according to your holy commandments. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For an end to this pandemic, for those afflicted in body or spirit, and especially for those who have requested our prayers, including Andy, Julie, Ron, Janet, David, Sheldon, Barb, Jan, Sarah, and all others whom we name in our hearts. For those who mourn the loss of loved ones, including the family of David Stolzenberg, the family of Renee McCrory, the family of Marge Kelly, and all others who hurt and mourn, that all of these hearts would neither be troubled nor afraid, for nothing can separate them from the love that God had for them in Christ, who has overcome the ruler of this world and secured for them eternal peace in his kingdom that has no end. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who come to the holy altar today, that they would come in faithful reverence and awe, recognizing how amazing God is in his sanctuary, in giving them the very body and blood of their Lord and Savior Jesus to eat and to drink for the forgiveness of sins and the strengthening of their faith. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Through our Lord Jesus Christ, all glory, honor, and worship is yours, Almighty Father, with the Holy Spirit, both now and forevermore. Amen.
Please be seated. Normally at this time we would pass the collection plate and the attendance pads. We signed in when we came into God's house today, either pre-registering or at the door. We had a box for offerings. If you saw that on the way in, great. If not, you can hit it on the way out. For those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet, we are glad you are with us today. We pray that God's word has been a blessing. For our members, we appreciate the generous support that we've been receiving these last many weeks. You can drop off your offerings in the mail or use the various electronic ways of supporting the congregation. For those from other congregations, we're glad we can be a service, and we encourage you to support your home congregation during these difficult and unusual days. Our service continues with the offertory. What shall I render to the Lord? page 159. Please stand as we sing.
Give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give Him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to You, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who ascended above the heavens and sitting at Your right hand, poured out on this day the promised Holy Spirit on His chosen disciples. For all this, and the whole earth rejoices with exceeding joy. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify Your glorious name, evermore praising You and saying,
Holy, Holy.
Jesus Christ, on the night when He was betrayed, took bread, and when He had given thanks, He broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is My body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of Me. In the same way also, He took the cup after supper, and when He had given thanks, He gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in My blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of Me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
art now in peace and joy, sins are forgiven. Amen.
With art now in God's peace and in joy, your sins are forgiven. Amen.
Christ, given free.
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 The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
We stand and sing. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us in the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace.
Amen.
We sing our closing hymn, hymn number 500, Creator Spirit, by whose aid you may be seated.
Please be seated. Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of the one true God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We pray that God would bless our Pentecost celebration. At the 10:30 service, we have 11 of our junior confirmands that we'll be confirming. We've been delaying this all the way since the Saturday before Easter, and so we are very, very thankful for that joyous opportunity on Pentecost at the 10:30 service. The ushers, elders, will usher you out from the back to the front to ensure the proper social distancing and such. Please be respectful of other folks. I know many of you are just starved for somebody to talk to. You are starved for your church family and friends to have the opportunity to visit. Might be better rather than gathering around in the narthex. I think the weather is appropriate today. You can just move it outside. And we'll be cleaning and sanitizing the sanctuary in between services. We're going to start taking pictures for confirmation at 10 o'clock. If you did not get the Good Shepherd news and notes when you came in, there's a stack there as well. Also, the new Higher Things devotions that start today. They start today on Pentecost and go for the next 4 weeks. So all the confirmads' names and confirmation verses and things are listed in the news and notes. Man, oh man.
You see up on the altar in the pulpit, the next part of our new paraments. There's still a altar frontal that is being worked out, but you see on the lectern in the pulpit the new parts. So we want to thank the ladies who are making those and thank the people who donated the funds for those. We're just going through seasons of the church year faster than we can sew new paraments, but luckily we're almost a Trinity, and that will slow that down a little bit. But
amen.
Thanks to
amen.
Those people.
Trinity Sunday next week, so we'll be back to the white. If you want to leave your hymnals here, there's a separate cart out there for used, quote-unquote, hymnals. The big cart is where the clean, sanitized hymnals are, so if we can keep those separate, it's a little less work for us in between. If anybody would like to help, Steve, you use an extra hand or two. If anybody wants to help Steve with the clean up and sanitation during the in-between, raise your hand, Steve. That's Steve Wright over there, our custodian, so you can help him. Everything has been working very well. People have worked together amazingly well, so we're very, very thankful, and we pray that people that are still a little bit nervous about coming back to church would have the confidence that they can come to God's house, hear God's word, receive God's gifts with their brothers and sisters in Christ in a safe way. And we're working hard to provide that for the people of God. And in the meantime, we'll keep doing our audio and visual ministry as well.
Even better than returning the hymnal, take it home with you and keep it there and use it every day. So
we trust you. Okay. Vicar, anything else?
No.
Okay. I think that's all. Have a great day and week and life in the good news of Jesus Christ.